Nail the pod.
Hi, I'm Daniela Kadlanenstein.
Countess Victoria Benitez.
Angelica Bunitez.
Bringing you a Halloween special.
Enjoy.
Once upon a time, there's a family. A dad, a mom, a little girl named Susie, and a little brother named Fred. One day, a dad dies in a car accident. The mom wants to be with him so badly that one day she actually turns into a ghost. The kids ran away in fear as hard and fast as they could. They packed up their things and then they ran to a friend's house. At the friend's house, they were all welcomed warmly, and while all the kids were sleeping in one room, the parents of the friend's house said, "Should we adopt them or no? If we don't, they might end up on the streets or foster home." The dad said no, but then the mom said, "What if they end up on the streets?" The dad said okay, because then he reflectioned at that moment what he had lived in his past. He had lived in the streets for a day or two, but he felt it an eternity. So then they were all together. A few months later, you could see them at the dinner table, all nice together as a whole big family. The mom and dad, their spirits, were reunited to up. So now they were all happy. The end.
Mariko was a young witch. She loved taking care of animals and going on adventures, until one day she met a young warlock named Amino. He was about her age and had lived alone all his life. She met him in the forest while fixing a bird's broken wing. After she finished, she got up and saw a boy staring at her. She approached him and they introduced themselves to each other. But at that moment, the earth started to shake violently under their feet, and Amino fell inside before pulling her in too. It seemed like forever, but they finally landed in what looked suspiciously like bones. They were kind of squishy.
"Welcome to my secret lair," said Amino.
Mariko was frightened, but she didn't say anything. The walls pulsed like human flesh. The floor was like wading through a pool of blood. There was no ceiling. It was like the blackness in the ceiling went out forever. She smiled weakly at him. He gave her a tour of the place, which seemed to take a long time. Finally, it ended, and he set her back up, with one minor memory change. He made her forget all about him, but his slayer stayed in her nightmares. Every dream she had was in that place, and she kept on having the same dream for the rest of her life.
Ivy wasn't a natural writer. But when she had to, she could produce a pretty good story. But it wasn't until the sixth grade when she realized the struggle would increase. All of a sudden, her stories weren't good enough. Teachers came up with comments like, "lacks depth and understanding of subject," or "needs more evidence to support claim." It came harder and harder to come up with things with comments like those, until the night everything changed. On a cold October night, Ivy found herself sitting at her desk staring at a blank computer screen. It was getting late, and she knew she had to do something about her essay fast. Nervously, as a last resort, Ivy pulled a little slip of paper with a web address. Ivy closed the document and opened a new tab. She quickly typed the web address and got in. Ivy was scared. She had just entered a web address to find someone to write the essay for her. Ghostwriting, it was called. And it was a terrible thing to do. All of a sudden, Ivy's computer crashed. Now there were two reasons to be scared. After a couple of minutes, her screen turned back on, but it was just blank, or not. Ivy began to see a shadow moving, but really? Could it be? Not at all, she figured. It was just her mind playing tricks from all that crazy stress. She decided to make herself a good cup of hot tea to soothe her nerves. As she headed downstairs, she heard it. A voice.
"Ivy,
it whispered.
You asked for me.
Nope, not down the stairs. Straight back to her room again. It took all her willpower not to scream. Standing in front of the desk was a figure in a black hoodie, holding a glowing pen. So, it was a literal ghostwriter. Okay. Quickly, she handed the ghost some paper and it started to work right away. It worked on her essay until dawn. When they were almost done, the ghostwriter paused.
This essay needs proof that you didn't do it on your own. I want credit.
Ivy hesitated. The essay had to be done on her own, but she didn't do it on her own. She'll give credit later.
If you don't give
Understood, Ivy said. Like, what harm could it do? The next day, Ivy turned in her paper, but she forgot to give credit. Nearing the end of the day, Ivy was summoned to the office. Someone has reported that you took their work as yours. This is a very serious problem, and you must pay the price. Wait, that sounded very familiar. And then she remembered. She forgot to give credit. And from that day, Ivy's life was no longer the same. She could no longer write. She was doomed forever.
Hi, my name is Grigani Lopez, and I will tell a Halloween story for you. And it's called The Night Owl on Halloween and the ghost that follows it. Every Halloween, a girl will give her food to an owl. The ghost who lived in the house did not get any food. The ghost is very bad. He does not like the owl. The ghost was jealous of the owl because he used to be the girl's favorite. The ghost had a plan. He would scare the owl and put him in a bag and take him away from the girl forever. The girl would be so sad. The ghost would say, "It's okay, I'll take care of you." The plan did not work because the owl was too smart, he knew, and instead he trapped the ghost and put him in the bag.
Hey.
Then the owl gave the ghost to the girl. The girl said, "Ghost, why are you trying to trick owl?" And the ghost said, "Because you don't pay any attention to me, so I thought if I took him away, you would pay attention more to me." The girl says, "But I love both of you. Why would you do this?" And the ghost said, "I'm sorry. I will never do it again." And the ghost did it. Then they threw a party for Halloween. "Yay," said the owl. "Oh, yes," said the ghost. "Now it is time to end this. Goodbye and happy Halloween." We hope you enjoyed the show.
But don't worry, we'll be back
to investigate you.
You can do the move, okay?